Congratulations. How you doing?
Doing good, and I can't imagine better team for me than Calgary, and so excited to play for them.
How come? Why do you like Calgary so much?
I don't know, great organization, great history, and great coaching stuff. I think like they're going to rebuild the team in a couple of years and more spots for younger players.
Yeah. Tell us about tonight and the moment of getting selected by the Flames.
Yeah, like after 20th pick, I was ready to be my name called, and like I think when Boston select on 25th, my agent told me you're going to be selected to Calgary, so okay. I wasn't surprised.
So you were expecting it? You were just you get a chance to kind of get ready for the moment.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So when you hear your name, though, what does that feel like?
I know that was my goal. I'm not going to say that's my dream, because my dream is to win the Stanley Cup. But, yeah, it was my goal. I don't know, like, when I'm my first step on ice. Yeah.
So you get selected by Calgary. Do you know much? You know about, you said, the history, good organization. Do you know much about Calgary and Western Canada?
Winter's cold. That's only one thing.
that's true. You're used to cold winters, right?
No, that's stereotype. That's not true.
No.
No, that's the same thing. Like, I don't know, in Florida, winter's not cold.
Yeah.
The same as Russia. Like, in some cities, winter's not cold, but in some cities, it's like Calgary.
Okay. So where is, are you from? A little further south then?
Yeah, but like, I born in Kurgan.
Yep.
But my parents already live in Khabarovsk. That's like China area.
Yeah.
So far from here.
Okay.
And yeah, lived in Khabarovsk till 9 years old. In 2015, moved to St. Petersburg, and right now I live in St. Petersburg.
Okay. So it's been all over the place. And you've been in North America the last few years.
Yeah.
Tell us about making that decision to go to the USHL. That could not have been an easy decision to make, right?
Yeah. It wasn't easy, but always want to play in North America. And I think that's a, like, easiest way to play in NHL, because North America style of game, and, yeah, in Russia, game is so different than in the United States.
Tell us about playing in North America and how, just living in North America, how different that has been over the last 2 years.
Like, last year was pretty tough for me, because I don't know, didn't play a lot in the beginning. Got after Christmas, got injury, and got some advice. But this year was great.
Tough, like learning the language,
yeah,
and
exactly.
All that. Like, just how quickly did you get comfortable being over here?
Yeah, I think before Christmas, didn't talk a lot. Just listen to guys in the locker room, watch TV shows. That's it. And after Christmas, starts talk a little bit, and yeah.
So you are committed to University of Michigan.
Yeah.
How did you make that decision?
I know. Last year, again, wasn't thinking about go to college, but this year, start thinking about it and go for a visit to Michigan, and great coaching stuff.
Okay.
And great organization, and yeah.
You had a great season.
Not bad.
80-plus points, you know, just one of the highest-scoring guys in the country. Why do you think you had so much success? Why such a explosion this year?
Start from team. Great team, great line mates. I got great line mates this year. Yeah, it was just love play with them.
Well, and you had a teammate go in the first round mm-hmm. as well. That had to be pretty neat to see.
Yeah, but I didn't play with him a lot.
but to see Sasha and a teammate go, that had to be pretty neat to have two Muskegon guys go in the first round.
Great. Yeah, that was great. So proud of him. And we got, like, I don't know, five more guys tomorrow. So, yeah.
So you didn't play much with him, play mostly?
Yeah, just power play.
Okay, so 5-on-5, you kind of drove your own line, eh?
Yeah, but it was like, if we down like 1-4, coach can put us together in the third period and we can score like 3 goals.
It's like McDavid Drysdale.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. How do you describe yourself as a player?
High IQ player, high creativity, good shot, good skating, good passing. Yeah.
The on your some of the questions you answered, Nikita Kucherov was your hockey idol. How come? What about?
No, like when it was Yanka, it was Pavel Datsyuk.
Datsyuk first and then Kucherov?
Yeah, it was Datsyuk first and Kuznetsov. Kuznetsov, my favorite player.
Okay.
Yeah, I love him on the ice, not the off-the-ice stuff.
Right.
Yeah, Kuznetsov and Kucherov, that's my favorite players.
Okay, and Datsyuk's pretty special, eh?
Yeah, and when he played, he was just different.
Yeah, different player. He also, you talk about having a high IQ. Mm-hmm. Is that Datsyuk the smartest player ever? He is.
One of them. One of them.
High IQ off the charts, right?
Yeah, one of them for sure.
Okay, so what? So are you now? You stay over here for the next little while. What does the summer look like for you?
Development camp starts in a couple of days.
Yep.
Yeah, go for development camp and then go back to Russia for 2 months.
Okay, so you will
one and a half months.
You'll go back to St. Petersburg?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, I would imagine that this is just kind of a relief now that everything's over, right?
Yeah.
Then you get a little chance to relax a little bit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Welcome to the Calgary Flames. We'll see you back in Calgary
yeah.
in a few days.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was nice to meet you.